Conservation group American Prairie announced its second-largest land acquisition in the history of the nonprofit. MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports, like previous land American Prairie purchased, the move has stirred controversy.
American Prairie wants to create the largest nature preserve in the lower 48. It recently purchased an additional 70,000 acres of land in central Montana, bringing its total to over 500,000 acres. Spokesperson Beth Sapo.
We saw a once-in-a-generation opportunity to secure an important piece of ecologically and culturally significant land, you know, one that certainly, as I said, is a huge win for public access.
The new land contains a portion of Bullwhacker Road, which is a primary access point for 50,000 acres of public land in the Upper Missouri River Breaks area. It's been a historic point of contention due to former landowners restricting access for the route. American Prairie says it plans to keep the route open to the public. Sapo added that ranching families who've leased on this land will remain in place. The nonprofit's prior land acquisitions have been highly controversial among locals. This purchase is no different. Former state legislator Dan Bartel of Lewistown attempted to pass legislation in 2023 that would limit how much agricultural land nonprofits could purchase. Bartel says big purchases like this hurts locals by increasing land values. He says that's making ranching uneconomical.
It's disappointing because a lot of that land now will probably never be used to a full extent of agricultural purposes.
Bartel says he believes in conservation, but wants to see it stem directly from local ranchers rather than nonprofits. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.
American Prairie is a sponsor of Montana Public Radio. The MTPR newsroom covers sponsors in the same way it reports on other companies.